Okay, I just wanted to say about this revelation about Adolf Hitler that, I mean, I'm simply floored. And I think that this is an example of the kind of lies that these people are telling. And this is something that, you know, clearly you can hear. They don't want me to tell you, but this is one of the biggest, most disgusting lies that I believe has ever been told. And we have all been duped. The American people have been completely duped, friends. This thing about Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party, I was growing up in a situation of being saturated with this lie that he was a crazy mass murderer. I even heard that he was addicted to meth and he was strung out in the last days of the war. And when you see those pictures of the people that are starving in the death camps and the prisoner of war camps, those, it turns out, were just people that were starving because of the British and American bombings of their cities and the German cities, and so the German people were starving. And the whole thing, I now realize, was a total lie. The Holocaust was a complete lie. I used to think all the people that were saying that the Holocaust didn't happen, and you know, Holocaust deniers like the Iranian president Ahmadinejad, I used to think that you know, they were just complete racist idiots, and didn't subscribe any credit to them. But I now realize that they were right and I was wrong. And I want to make that clear, that in many cases I said things about Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, albeit in ignorance, but I spoke against them, and I apologize for that, because it's clear now. If they went through all this trouble to lie about him this much, can it really mean that it was because he was you know, the evil person that he said, or that they said, or is it that he was a good person, a person who was fighting for freedom and justice for his people? And the more I look into this, the more it matches with the feeling that I always had about him. I'll say this, I was afraid to say that I liked Adolf Hitler, because you get, you know, you look like somebody who, you know, you're somebody who likes a insane mass murderer. Now, what I realized watching some of these movies now that are telling the truth, and by the way, this is what's good about YouTube, guys. I mean, until I saw the movies about 9/11, I didn't believe it. Until I saw the movies about Hitler, I didn't believe it. And the truth about him. And what you see is he was a morally upstanding man. He didn't even like dirty jokes or political jokes, but he liked other jokes. He had a sense of humor, but he was, if you look at him and you listen to him and the things that he said and the things that he did, he was a strong, morally minded person. He would never have consented to starving people, no matter who they were. And the whole thing about Auschwitz, all you gotta do is watch the David Cole movie, but there's a lot more. They had all these amenities there. There's no way that they were starving them out. The gas chambers was a complete mixing of a lie between the Russians and the Americans. And what I can't believe is that Americans, all duped by this incredible lie, have been making all these movies, movie after movie after movie, vilifying this guy and saying that he was responsible for these incredible genocidal internment camps, when none of that was true. It's the opposite. It turns out that over 1 million Germans died in American POW camps that were in the Pacific Islands, out of sight. You see, out of sight in cameras. And then meanwhile, the Americans hypocritically made the Germans stand around in lines, watching as they put the bodies that died from starvation, not gassing, because of the bombings that they did. And then said that they were guilty because they were right next door and they did nothing. And this crime that has been perpetrated against the German people is absolutely beyond par. What needs to happen now is we need to make reparations to them. The American government is guilty of war crimes against the German people, and they need to make reparations. They need to pay for the war crimes of America against Germany. And Britain needs to pay for their war crimes against Germany. And Russia needs to pay for their war crimes against Germany. And in particular, the movie industry needs to acknowledge that we made false movies, movie after movie after movie, that had Adolf Hitler as this evil bad guy. And in fact, he was an upstanding, righteous man. I, Richard Bruce, have decided that he, not perfect, no one is, and no man is good. Don't get me wrong. And I haven't forsaken the authorized King James Bible as God's inerrant word. But the fact of the matter is, the more I look at this and the more I listen to some of the real stuff about Adolf Hitler that people have thankfully posted on the web and that I didn't know until just now. I'm 46, I'm just finding out about this now. That the more I see, the more I believe that he was not only an upstanding, righteous man, but a compassionate man, passing the first national laws of any nation of anti-animal cruelty laws. Okay, he loved animals. He loved the people, and not only that, but he was a brilliant leader, turning their economy around, doing all kinds of things, caring for the people. Unlike our cold-hearted, cruel, murderous American government, in that one movie clip you see a guy holding up a sign saying 40 million Americans in poverty. Well, it's true, it's probably more than that now, and the whole unemployment number figures are a complete lie, and the depths of poverty are a complete lie, yes, of white people, plenty of white people, but all races. And I just think that we've got to announce this. This has got to go public. This has got to, everybody has got to, you know, stand up for this. It doesn't mean that you're that you're a fascist or you're joining the Nazi party or anything like that. But we need to set the record straight. If we Americans are going to be seen, at least the part of us that realized the truth and stood up for the truth, are going to be seen as having any backbone, we need to acknowledge that we were lied to, we were duped. And then we repeated the lie in movies and in everything that we did. We kept talking about how this man, Adolf Hitler, who came to lead the German people and did a jolly good job of it. And we don't know what good he could have done if he had had longer than 12 years. But I think that we have to stand up and start telling the truth. We have to tell people what's going on. We have to inform the world that we, America, at least, and I'm talking to Americans, we need to set the record straight. Stop with the stories about the gas chambers and the Holocaust and the 6 million Jews. We need to find out what the real exact truth is, because none of that happened. The Holocaust, the final solution, that's a complete and total lie. Okay? I just want to say on a personal note to the German people, I want to personally, as my name is Richard Bruce, and I want to apologize to you, because I said things in ignorance, but I said things, I spoke things against Adolf Hitler, thinking that he was a madman, and he was the classic. He has been the quintessential person that you speak about when you speak about madness and the what can go wrong when the wrong kind of person comes into power. That's all I ever grew up with. Now, my dad served in Germany, and he told me that he liked the German people. And I could tell, he never said anything bad about Hitler. And he didn't want to tell me, I knew he didn't want to tell me, but I think he liked him too, secretly. There was something about him that he liked, but he couldn't say it. Because, you know, you say anything like that in this society, and you look like a complete evil nutcase, which is exactly the point. And the biggest thing that we need to learn about this is yet another 9/11, except this is even way bigger than 9/11, grand scale lie that we need to stop. We need to make people aware of these grand scale lies, the grand scale lie about cancer, the grand scale lie about 9/11, the grand scale lie about Adolf Hitler, and probably a bunch of other stuff that we are just touching the surface on. But I think the reason that the British and the Americans rose up against him the way they did and maintained the lie that they did was because they couldn't have the real truth about who and what he was and what he was doing coming out. Otherwise, it would reveal their evil, debt-based system that they enslaved the world with poverty and misery and corruption and everything else. And they couldn't have his message getting out. So they had to vilify him so bad that no one would dare fully investigate what he really said and what he really stood for and what he really did without being ostracized from their job or their social standing or everything else. And I've learned firsthand that they can. When the evil forces decide to smear you, they can do a good job. My folks bought a condominium for me over here in Canoga Park in a suburb of Los Angeles where I live. And there was a complete situation of corruption there, so bad that people were coming to me after I was there and telling me about it. And finally a Chinese guy came to me and filled me in on everything. And then I joined forces with him, and it took us about half a year, but we overturned that entire thing. We got that board fired. We fired the people that were, there were people taking kickbacks. And then if anybody spoke out, there was death threats against them. And I uprooted that whole thing, got rid of them, fired that whole company. And we hired new people and everything else. And in the process as I was doing that, right when we achieved success and we had a big party over my place, the entire condominium complex came over to my apartment and we all had this huge party. Everybody was so happy to finally get rid of these evil oppressors that were oppressing us. And right after that happened was when a bunch of people got together and made up a big bunch of lies about me, then told the people that I was working with on the board. And then they stood before the board and stood up in front of all the people and told these huge lies about me. And then I found out that they spread all these lies about me, unbelievable lies. And the stink of those lies was so bad, the vilification was so bad that even people who finally realized that there was something wrong with their lies, they just couldn't associate with me anymore. Well, that's what happened to Hitler. The stench of these lies was so bad that they threw at his name that now nobody even talking about Hitler in any of the Western world and in the America or probably Britain. I don't know what the situation is there, but I can tell you at least here in America, you talk about being supportive or something like that. I mean, even if I were now like come out like now, people are going to think that I'm an anti-Jew. Person and anti-Semite and Nazi fascism, you know, extremist of some kind, extremist racist of some kind. And I know Hitler wasn't perfect. For instance, I don't support that he was like so into the whole racial purity thing. And then I hear some other rumors and that may have been true. But like I said, we got to do an investigation and find out. Now, we've been lied to about this whole thing, the whole Auschwitz thing. There was nothing. There was no gassing at Auschwitz. That's what I can't believe. I mean, we've been talking about this Auschwitz thing for so long, and nobody was gassed there. Nobody. In fact, there was nobody gassed at any of the POW camps. No one. I'm sure there were some killings and you know, terrible things that happened in war, and maybe even some lineup shootings or something like that. But there was no gassings. I mean, stop the lie. Stop this lie. So, anyway, I just wanted to say that, and know, we got to get the word out. I mean, you can't be afraid. I don't care who maligns me and says that I'm a Nazi fascist collaborator or whatever. Should I be proud to be a Nazi compared to an American now after everything I've seen? Join me up, you know, not for the crap that they said that they're wrong that they did, but you know, their military was way stronger than the British and the French. They kicked the crap out of them. They pushed them back to the beach. The only reason why we won the war is because the entire world came against Hitler. And that's what the quatrain in Nostradamus' predictions, the greater part of the battlefield would be against Hitler. Clearly that was Hitler. And he saw what happens, that the entire world came against him because they told all these lies. Well, we got to stop the lie, we got to get the truth out, and we have to apologize and we have to make reparations to the German people.
Und niemals allein!